this video, we will go over the basics of the Samoan and Tokelauan languages, including vowels, the letter G, and the glottal stop. The first thing to know about the Samoan and Tokelauan languages is that every word in these languages ends in a vowel. Let's go through these vowels together. The letter A is pronounced ah, as in the English word arise or adore. The letter E is pronounced e, as in the English word elephant or every. The letter I is pronounced E. You can make a smile with your face when you pronounce the E sound, as in the English word easy or even. The letter O is pronounced O, as in the word only or open. The O sound is a guttural, deep vowel that sits lower in the voice. It is fuller and rounder, O. The letter U is pronounced U, as in the word food or two. When you see the letter U followed by another vowel, the U is essentially a W. For example, the word spelled L-U-E would be pronounced Lue, because the U and the E combined make a sound like a W. Lue. While there are only five vowels, combinations of vowels or diphthongs are common, like au, au, ea, oi, ua. Now let's talk about the letter G. A big difference between English and these oceanic languages is in the pronunciation of the letter G. In Samoan and Tokelauan, the G is a nasal sound rolled together with the N sound. Rather than the hard G we have in English, as in hug, in Samoan, the G makes an ng sound, which you can feel in your nose. The ng sound is the one we hear in the word song or singer, but not finger. The Samoan and Tokelauan languages also use something called a glottal stop, which is noted in the lyric with an apostrophe. The glottal stop creates a short pause between two vowels, separating the two sounds. Seye va'ai mai. Rather than va'ai, we say va'ai. It is important that the sounds on each side of the glottal stop do not run together. Sometimes, if you do run the sounds together, it actually changes the meaning of the word. For example, in Samoan, the word mai means here or in my direction. But when you add the glottal stop, mai, it means sick. Last thing to know. In your Oceanic Languages Guide in the show kit, you will see a phonetic pronunciation for each word, outlining each syllable, because this is a musical and all of the Samoan and Tokelauan words are sung. Things may be stressed differently in order to fit it in time and rhythm with the music. These video demonstrations will present the words as they are sung in the rhythm of the song, as opposed to how they are spoken in traditional conversation. Now that you've learned these basics, it looks like you're ready to start singing in Samoan and Tokelauan. Here we go.